USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Since 1913, the 16th Amendment has made Tax Day a yearly event. This year's taxes are due on several different dates. Many, it's this Monday, the 17th, by midnight. Go to IRS.gov to learn more. Escalating violence between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas has put a spotlight on Democrat divisions over the Jewish state. As Hamas has launched over 100 deadly bombs at Israeli civilians, the Democrat Party, which controls the White House and both congressional chambers, is divided in its support for the Israeli nation. The party split played out in full view on social media this week. International observers are concerned the possibility of a full-scale war. The Arizona State Senate says they found three serious issues that have arisen in the course of the Senate's ongoing audit of the 2020 presidential election. A letter has been sent to the chairman of the Maricopa Board of Supervisors to address the concerns. USA Radio News.
Is a new war with China coming? It's never been this bad, and even Henry Kissinger is warning Americans. Trade, freedom, technology, and war threats against Taiwan. China is a real threat. All this week on Newsmax TV, Grant Stinchfield looks at the real danger of the Red Dragon and why Americans must be alarmed. Stinchfield shows how Trump's policies with China worked and why Biden's are failing. So tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to see Stinchfield's series, The Dangerous Dragon. Stinchfield tells you the real truth on Newsmax, America's fourth highest-rated cable news network, on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune in on Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. And millions have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. You can too. America is tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their class of 2021 this week. Hall of Fame Chairman John Sykes.
In the performers category, Tina Turner. Carole King. The Go-Go's. Jay-Z. Foo Fighters. Todd Rundgren.
The live celebration takes place in October at the Hall in Cleveland, Ohio. Despite being fully vaccinated, comedian Bill Maher has tested positive for COVID-19.
Scientists, who are generally pretty liberal, have been naming diseases after the places they came from for a very long time. Zika is from the Zika forest, so why should China get a pass?
Variety magazine is reporting Bill feels fine, but decided to stop taping his show on Friday. No other staff or crew member on the program have tested positive. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the Department of Homeland Security told Americans this week, the U.S.-Mexico border is closed and no one is getting into the United States illegally. Boots on the ground in the area dispute Washington's assessment. Cochise County Sheriff Mark Daniels tells Fox News state leaders are frustrated with the Biden administration's lack of support.
We have an administration that refuses to accept, acknowledge, and lead this issue, and that's the border security issue here on the southwest border. In my sector of the state, the southeast corner of the state of Arizona, and this is a national security public safety issue. We've had 60,000 getaways. These are people that have been seen on cameras that have got away from the Border Patrol and my office that are now somewhere in the country. 60,000. That is a lot of people. We have a camera system here in Cochise County that looks at entries, smuggling. We're 10 times higher this year than last year. We've had over 11,000 illegal entries, 800 pounds of illicit drugs, and we've had 38 drug smugglers off our camera system. It's frustrating because when we hear this Biden administration and the Secretary of Homeland Security say, we have control on the border, I don't know what border they're talking about. And the biggest problem is we've focused on the immigration side. We've deployed our border agents off the border into processing and child care, which leaves the border wide open, which that's when the cartels step up. They're watching this, they're smiling at it, and they're exploiting our southwest border.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.